There are numerous global issues that influence and concern people all around the world, our nation, and myself. One of the main problems that myself and all other school students today face and can relate to is the pressure and expectations about our futures. From the day we begin our schooling at the age of 5 or 6, we are being primed for the rest of our lives. Our school systems in America are mainly focused on teaching students the basic curriculum but not preparing us for life. Schools only recognize our brain's ability to memorize and regurgitate information instead of actually being smart. The expectations that students are supposed to meet can cause immense, unnecessary stress and don't contribute to how much we actually learn, causing students to have a negative view on school. The day that I began my freshman year of high school, I realized that the choices I would make then were going to impact my entire life. At 15, I had to decide whether or not to focus on school and determine what I wanted to be when I grew up. Today, high school students are under inescapable pressure in the race to get into top-notch colleges and universities. Students are expected to receive an outstanding SAT score, load up on AP placement and honors courses, be involved in a multitude of clubs, volunteer in the community, and participate in athletics in the attempt to just get accepted into college. Such a rigorous and tiring school year can force students into depression, cheating, insomnia, and can lead to drug use in the struggle to keep up. After 13 years of schooling, what have we actually learned all our life so far? It is genuinely important to learn math, English, history, and science skills, but we are not taught basic life skills. Students are taught to do things the exact same way in robotic form, which don't allow us to discover the answer in our own creative way. Life experiences such as how to get a job, do taxes, live on our own, manage money, understand politics, and people skills often shock young adults who are on their own because they were never taught to handle these situations. So much emphasis is placed on grades in school when they don't actually measure one's intelligence. This is why we have kids who grow up their entire lives believing that they are stupid, when in turn their brightness is being measured in the wrong way. Albert Einstein, the archetypical symbol for brilliance, once said, "Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid." I personally love to learn and experience new things, as well as feel educated, but every morning before I arrive at school, I am counting down the days until summer break and my graduation, and that's not the way it should or has to be. As we proceed into the future, I hope to see the school systems in America not to be completely thrown out, but severely modified. It is imperative to ask ourselves the question, how can we love learning but hate school? I worry about how myself, my peers, and future generations to come will be taught, because what we are doing now is going to alter our individual lives and our society as a whole. I cannot stress enough how important education is and how the attitude students have towards school needs to be changed, because learning and discovering new things really are the best things in the world.